And now, come closer and hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew. Then Jesus said to his followers, "If people want to follow me, they must give up what they want. They must be willing to even give up their lives to follow me. Those who want to save their lives will give up true life. And those who want to give up their lives for me will have true life. It is worthless to have the whole world if they lose their souls. They could never pay enough to buy back their souls. The Son of Humanity will come again with his Father's glory and with his angels. And at that time, he will reward them for what they have done. I tell you the truth, some people standing here will see the Son of Humanity coming with his kingdom before they die." 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, up on a high mountain by themselves. While they watched, Jesus' appearance was changed. His face became bright like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Then Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you want, I will put up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While Peter was talking, a bright cloud covered them. A voice came from the cloud and said, "This is my Son, whom I love, and I am very pleased with him. Listen to him." When his followers heard the voice, they were so frightened they fell to the ground. But Jesus went to them and touched them and said, "Stand up. Do not be afraid." When they looked up, they saw Jesus was now alone. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. This change of Jesus' appearance, where he becomes bright like the sun and his clothes become white as light, it's known as the Transfiguration. And it is a very visual display of how Jesus was wholly human and wholly divine. Because when he was transfigured, Peter, James, and John saw the fullness of God come to life in the fullness of the human Jesus. And Jesus' transfiguration shows us how God can dwell in human beings just like us, because the love of God is in us all. It resides in us. It was there from the start. We were born with it. And that love we have within emanates from us in so many different ways. The way we light up when we get excited about something, the way we come to life when we are surrounded by all the people we love, the way we beam when we're able to help someone else, the way we feel a gentle glow when we selflessly offer our love to someone who needs it. God's love emanates from us. And when it does, we are transfigured to a new way of life. Because this whole passage starts with Jesus saying, those who want to save their lives on this earth will have to give up having a true life. And those who give up their lives for me, those people will have a true life. So what is a true life? Well, Jesus goes on to say this. It's worthless to have the whole world if it means we lose our souls. Therefore, a true life is a life that lives from the soul, from the divine self, not from the desires of the human self. It's a life that goes beyond what the world says will make us happy. Because when we have everything we want, we can still be left feeling empty inside, can't we? Like we have a void somewhere within us, like something's missing. It's just not right. And so we'll go out and we'll try to attain more stuff we think will make us happy, only to realize that kind of stuff can't fill the void. The things of this world may be great, and they are, and that's a blessing. And they may bring us some pretty awesome enjoyment, but they're not the things that fulfill us or sustain us. They're not the things that get us through hard times. And we need something to keep us grounded when we're thrown for a loop. We need something holy, something wise, to pull us out of the mess and back into our peace and calm. Something to help us see beyond all the human stuff so we can see the light of Christ that is present within us. And with the light of Christ in us, we become the most beautiful beings. Because the word transfigure means to transform into something more beautiful. So if we are to transfigure our already great selves into something even more beautiful, what would that be for us? What would we want transfigured in us so we, and therefore the world, can become more beautiful? Because what we do, the actions, words, and energy that we put out there, can make us and this whole world a more beautiful place. When we have Christ, when we are truly connected to Christ, we have access to things beyond the limitations of this world. We have access to a holy calm. We have peace that surpasses all understanding, like Janae shared in her scripture. We have a divine strength that transfigures things, that brings beauty and light to the places that are messy or are covered in darkness. We have a holy calm that appears within us and outshines any of our doubts, fears, or chaos. A holy calm that transforms our strife and sorrow into hope and peace. A calm that says, you have something within you that will sustain you when difficulties come. You have something within you that will bring light to the darkness and will make sure beauty eventually arises out of your trials and pain. You have something within you that will transfigure your hard times so you can always end on a good note. And we have this through Christ. We have been transfigured to true life through Christ. And we can transfigure the world so that all can have a true life. And here's the beauty of how it works. A little girl lived in a small, very simple, poor house. And as she grew, she would play in her small yard. And when she was tall enough to see over the fence and across the valley, she saw a wonderful house that sat up on a hill. She loved this house because it had golden windows. Windows that each night, as it got dark, would shine a beautiful golden glow. And each night, the little girl would dream of how magical it would be to grow up in a house with golden windows instead of the ordinary plain house that she had. And although she loved her family, she yearned to live in a house that had golden, glowing windows. She went to bed many nights dreaming about how wonderful and exciting it must be to live there. And when she got to an age where she could go outside of her yard, she asked her mother if she could take her bike up to that beautiful house that would shine at night. And the day her mother finally allowed her to go, she told the little girl that she had to come home when it started to get dark. That way she knows she'd be home in time for dinner. So off she went, down the lane, across that valley. She rode her bike all afternoon until she got to the gate of the golden house that was on the hill. And as she dismounted her bike, she focused on the path that led to the house and then on the house itself. And she was so disappointed because she realized all the windows were plain and rather dirty, just like her house. And the house was actually sad looking and in need of repair, just like hers. And it wasn't the pretty glowing house she dreamed of living in all these years. She was so saddened by this discovery that she didn't realize it was starting to get dark. So when she did, she rushed to get back on her bike and head for home. But something amazing happened when she started for home. When she turned her bike around, to her amazement, at the bottom of the hill, across the valley, stood a house whose windows were glistening gold. A beautiful golden light was shining from the windows of her house. And as she got closer, she realized she had been living in a house with golden windows. Everything she dreamed of was already right there in her very own house, because the lights were turned on when it got dark at her house too. She had a house that emanated a beautiful golden light. And from then on, she never wished she lived in the house on top of the hill. Her house was fine, just the way it was. When people see us, can they see the light of Christ that is shining within us? Do they see us light up? Do they see us come to life and beam with love? Because the love of Christ that we are born with, that we already have right here within us, emanates from us and shines the most beautiful light that can transfigure this world. And somebody standing in a valley somewhere is going to see it. Right here in our souls, we have this light. And the best part is, we don't have to be afraid to let it shine. We don't have to be afraid to let it shine, because when we do, we can know we are living from that true place, from our souls, from our divine selves. Jesus ends this whole passage saying, "Stand up, don't be afraid." Meaning we don't have to be afraid of living from our true selves, from our divine selves. We don't have to be afraid to stand up and cast the light of Christ that we have within us into the world. We don't have to hide it. We have to share it. We have to let it be seen. We have to bring light to the darkness and love to the judgment. We have to bring things beyond what everyone else may be bringing. We have to transfigure the things that we have within us to this world to bring love and light. And then everyone can experience the holy calm that comes from that light, because it's the light of Christ. The calm that we know will sustain us. That calm that fills those empty places inside. There is a light shining in the window of each of our souls. And that light can transfigure this whole world. I truly believe that. And for each moment that it does, all of those moments, God will say to us, "This is my child, whom I loved, and I am very pleased." Amen.